This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, and Pro Angler Tackle. Well, folks, you know, we are usually what I call hardcore hunting on our show. We're talking about where to catch that big bass or where the blue catfish running, where the, you know, where's a good ranch to go hunt hogs. We're going to visit today with Mr. Josh Hauser, who, by the way, is a hardcore hunter and fisherman. I know Josh, he's a friend, but he has a company called Preferred Wildlife Properties. Josh is all about fixing up your property where it becomes an outdoor paradise, enhancing the habitat, removing brush, cutting roads, working with wetlands. He knows his business. Josh, thank you, buddy, for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Luke. I appreciate the time.
Well, there's a lot we could honestly, we have, you know, our segments are 10 to 12 minutes long. We probably have to do more on this, but tell us what you do, basically. I think I kind of hit the high spots, but if someone has some land that they need some enhancement done for wildlife, you're the person to call, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we kind of describe ourselves as land enhancement specialists, and we have a concentration in the creation of wildlife habitat. And by that, what I mean is that we'll take a raw piece of land and that hadn't really been worked on in years and go in and create food plots. We'll create ponds, watering holes, bedding areas. We'll go in and restore native grasses. We all know that deer have survived for millions of years without specialized food plots, but they tend to like those, but they also have survived for a long time without them. And so we get down to doing a lot of the finite details that the normal weekend warrior doesn't think of, or even a landowner that's on his property at least, you know, every day, that they don't always think will help or think of to help with their wildlife habitat. And so there's a lot of it that can be done at a minimal expense that has a lot longer impact than just putting a corn feeder out there like we do a lot of times here in Texas, or putting in a food plot. And everybody here in Texas knows how hard it can be to grow food plots. Sometimes we all watch the hunting shows and they have these immaculate
yeah.
food plots, and it's not easy.
I know it.
You know, there's a lot that goes into getting a food plot to grow, and especially here in Texas where we have very, very changing weather that doesn't ever always work like we want it to. Our spring food plots tend to be the hardest and to get to last through the summer. And that's one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is doing and everything that we can and going to every extreme to try and make the food plots and the properties stand out over time. And so we really focus on what we can do with the natural ground as opposed to the corn feeders and the salt blocks. And we've kind of tweaked that, and we have biologists that we work with that come in and help us lay out land and test and see what we need to do. But we really focus on the implementation of the plan, and we have a biologist that we work very closely with that'll come in and help us on the front end sometimes if we need it. But for the most part, we can go in and do what we need to do to improve anybody's property at least twofold. You know, there's a lot of times that you can improve it by just cutting some trees down and giving some natural grass. That's the thing that, you know, growing up, we all watched shows or we all went hunting with grandpa, and he said, hey, let's go sit out in these trees. We can see a long way underneath this canopy. Well, so can the deer. And so we've learned over the years that, and there's a lot of people that are out there that are learning these things, that the thicker it can be, the better. And when you make it thick like that, you can tailor your hunting spots to where you're funneling deer more to your direction. And you know, we do that with hinge cutting, and we do that with brush lines. And so there's a lot that we do to these pieces of property that people don't really think about a lot of times.
You bet. Folks, we're visiting with Josh Hauser. Now, Josh's company is called Preferred Wildlife Properties. We're going to give you contact information, but what Josh is talking about is very, very beneficial. I had Josh on his on a piece of land that I hunt, and I was told, Josh, I was blown away with this machine. What it is, folks, it's a when you think of a bobcat, you know, I think of a small, we're talking machinery here. It is an outdoor show.
But, not
the little short-tailed cat. No, the bobcat, the equipment. I think of a little small one. He's got a giant bobcat with a rotor on front that, in other words, I've got had a patch of heavy brush that needed to be cleared. And Josh had also cleared some a trail. It turned it into a road. I could take my ATV down really easily. But there was a brush. It was a big brush pile. You take that thing in there. There was some trees, saplings, and all. It's a rotor on front of that bobcat with little cutters, I guess. And when you left, Josh, there was nothing but mulch. And what had been just an area that needed to be opened up was clear, you know. That's a pretty impressive low-impact machine. There, I know at times when you're clearing land, you can leave brush piles, and that's okay. But when you backed that thing out of there, it was mulch on the ground, you know?
That's right. And it's that type of scenario provides a lot of benefit that, you know, when you start and look at the finite details of it, like we were talking about earlier, you start to quickly see how we can go in. And that rotor machine you're talking about is a Fecon head, and there's a couple of different companies out there, but it's a high rate of speed, high RPM machine that just takes a tree and literally turns it to mulch in just minutes. And what that does is it leaves the mulch on the ground. As we all know, mulch helps hold in moisture. It allows the ground to still have some structure to it, where if we were clearing those shooting lanes with a bulldozer, you're going to end up with big potholes where you've pushed brush out of the ground and you've got stumps and roots sticking out everywhere. And this leaves it a clean shooting lane where you can go in and be able to hunt. Or, like you said, the ATV trail, we've got another machine that actually goes vertically. And we can take along a trail and clear out an existing trail. We've all had these on our deer leases and land before where you've got a trail that at some point the farmer or rancher went in and cleared a road, and 10, 15 years later it's scraping the side of your truck and nobody wants to drive down it. And we've got another machine called the Limb Beaver that we can turn vertically and in a matter of minutes go down a road, typically on like a scrub oak brush road where that scrub oak's growing into the road. We can clear about a mile to mile and a half, maybe even 2 miles a day. And what we do is we go down one side and we clean it up and we come back down the other side and we cut it back far enough that you're going to get another, you know, 5-10 years out of it before you have to do that. So I believe we've got somewhere around 10 different implement pieces of equipment that we use on these machines strictly for this type of work.
You know, the thing is, where this is of a big help, Josh, and like in my situation, I didn't have the equipment. We're talking to do what, well, the brush pile thing, I don't know how I could have ever attacked that thing, that big briar patch with the saplings mm-hmm. and all. But, you know, to clear the road, we're talking with me, chainsaw and a brush hook and 3 months, I mean, of hard work,
oh, yeah.
You know, and you actually cleared that thing in, gosh, I don't know, it was a quarter of a mile or maybe something like that, pretty long stretch of what used to be a road. You were in there and out of that thing and nothing but mulch, and I don't think it took more than a couple hours, you know?
No, uh-uh. No, and I'll tell you a funny story. When we first bought our first piece of equipment that does this about 5 years ago, my dad has had a deer lease out in Hamilton for 15 years, and about 15 years ago he and his buddy spent 3 full days clearing out about a 3/4 to a mile worth of road that yep. just same scenario as you know, it had grown up over time. They couldn't really drive down it, like I said, paint scraping and mm-hmm. everything else. And I took that machine out there over dove season, and it kind of became a yearly tradition of us going and cleaning something up at his place every year during dove season. But I cleared that whole road in about 2.5 hours and went back and asked him to go drive it and see what he thought. And he came back and he was almost in tears.
He was impressed.
Man, I don't ever have to do that again. That's so great, you know. And
yeah, it
is. There's a lot of that that happens when we clear these roads with these machines. It just is so low impact and so fast, and people really are shocked at how much we can get done in short periods of time and really improve a piece of property.
You bet. Well, Josh, we are, like I say, I knew when we started that this topic is so deep and it's so helpful to a lot of people. We could spend a lot more time than we have. But
oh,
I think we have hit the high spots, preferred wildlife properties. And the website, I know that, folks, and we're going to get this out there more, but it is www.preferredwildlifeproperties.com. Is that the best way if somebody needs some help like that, Josh, to get a hold of you? Or, you know, is there any other method that you'd like them to contact you?
You know, go ahead and give my cell phone number out. That really, my cell phone's probably going to be the fastest way to get a hold of us, which is 817-988-7842. Again, that's 817-988-7842. The website's got information on it as well. It's got some great pictures of what we do, a little more definition of what we do, but getting me on cell phone is going to be the fastest route.
Good deal. And folks, you know, you can always contact me, and a lot of you do, through my radio website, catfishradio.org. There's a little button there. You can email Luke, and actually it gives you my email address. So Josh Hauser here with Preferred Wildlife Properties. If you need to, you know, if you forget all this other stuff, just remember catfishradio.org. And, Josh, we're going to get you back. You know how to do some stuff, and you've got the equipment to do it that'll help a lot of people. And I just knew that today's show that, you know, we'd hit home with some people out there that need some help, you know.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.